I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
While we work to take back the House in 2026 and the White House in 2028, we need Zoran Mamdani as mayor fighting against these betrayals right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Not enabling them. Every seat matters. Every race matters. And who is mayor of New York is crucial. New York City needs a leader who won't give Trump an inch, who won't flinch or bargain away our rights. With Zoran Mamdani as mayor, we'll have a leader who will defend our hospitals, our schools, and our neighbors from Trump's devastating policy.
That is the Congressman Jerry Nadler, representing New York's 12th Congressional District, saying Mamdani is what we need. And you know what? There are many on the left that are buying into it, and apparently some on the middle, if not the right. Here's the expression I've always put in front of you. If you don't have the steak, which Mamdani does not have the steak, you sell the sizzle. You're interested in the sizzle. You hear it and you smell it. Oh, yeah, I like that. I mean, when they bring you a steak and put it in front of you, and if it's still sizzling and wafting the beautiful flavors, oh, you can't wait to get into it. But if they bring you a plate that has just the sizzling oil base on it, you're still getting the same effect with your desire for steak, but there's nothing on the plate. There's nothing Mamdani has and will do that will help New York and New Yorkers. And he's got these shills running around New York pushing him. The race, one of the most recent surveys out, not surprising on one hand. On the other, I think, oh my God. I'll explain as we move forward. Thanks for joining us for hour number two, Larry Connors USA. Here we are on August the 13th, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, you can watch the program. How do you do it? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. Or you can go to News Talk STL Twitter and Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And everything goes up later. It's a podcast in case you cannot watch while we're on the air. Find the podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. We make it really easy. And in fact, you can go to other sources as well. We appreciate you using us, but we don't tell you how to do it. We just tell you where you can get it. We make it easier for you. You simply search Larry Connors USA. Everything is branded like that. And reminding you, if you have a phone, you have a radio on your hand. You can listen to us from anywhere. I mean anywhere. I've told you that my daughter down in Florida, that's how she listens on a regular basis. We've got two great FM signals. 101.9, 94.1, but by FCC restrictions, we can only go so far. And radio signals are subject to weather changes, humidity, things of that nature that cause some static and difficulty. I don't care how big your radio station is, how big your tower is, it can only do so much. But you don't need a big radio tower now with the internet and our app. Get the app. It's absolutely free. Download it on your phone. Go to your app store of your choice and get News Talk STL. Download it. Then all you do is push a button. It opens up. You push another button, and you're listening to the program that's on the air at that very moment, which right now would be the award-winning, maybe I'm buffing myself too much, Larry Connors USA. But we appreciate you listening either live or pulling it up later. And if you listen later, please always push share. Send it on to others. And reminding you again, this week we've had Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Harps. Their program airs before we come on the air. They've been airing direct from Israel at midnight when they're doing their program in Israel, doing a great job. And only News Talk STL is the only station in the city doing that. And they are doing a great job. And again, if you miss their program, go to News Talk STL and pull it up. Listen to the podcast. I've had several Jewish friends comment about how excited they've been that we're over there and we're committing this kind of time. And they may have missed part of it, so they want to know, well, how do we get the rest of it? And I tell them, you simply go to News Talk STL and search for the Jones and Arps program. All right, so back to the issue with Mamdani. There's a new poll out, a survey. And I want you to keep in mind, this guy who claims he's going to do everything good for New York and New Yorkers, he is at the very, very least a Marxist. And his true color is communist. He's from Uganda. He is an American citizen. But in Uganda, where he went with his wife to be married on his family's estate, where they are very rich. In Uganda, you're either rich or you're dirt poor. There is no middle class. So here's this guy trying to act like I can link and connect the middle class to the powerful and wealthy and the poor, and everybody will be better. His idea is communism, buying up land, buildings, turning them into communes, buying up grocery stores, and therefore taking control of your food supply. Everything he would want to do would be controlling. And yet, there are too many idiots in New York that don't get it. Or maybe they think that's what they want. If you want it, buy yourself a ticket to China, or Russia, or North Korea, or Iran. The latest Siena College poll, taken the August 4th through the 7th, of New York City voters, and I assume by this they're talking about voters that are actually registered and say they will vote. 44% support Mamdani. 44%. 25% support second place Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York State. 12% support the Republican Curtis Sliwa and the current Democrat mayor, Eric Adams, running as an independent. Last support, he's in the last position, 7% support. This is a small sample of New York City. There's something like 800 voters. So how good are the numbers? Well, I'm not sure, but they seem to think it's good. Kevin O'Leary, who is an investment fund manager, as you well know from Shark Tank, says Mamdani, he's a little frightening.
Mamdani doesn't talk policy. He just talks rhetoric, and I understand why, offering free everything for everybody. But that is a quasi-socialist, communist idea. And let's not forget something, and I believe this to be the case in the heart of all New Yorkers. Where did the Statue of Liberty come from and be placed? In New York, when all those immigrants fled from socialism and communism, they came to America for the American dream. They landed in New York. It's the essence of inspiration and aspiration. And I think at the end of the day, the more you listen to this guy, and I don't blame him for his marketing strategies, But we're talking quasi-socialism, communism here. That's not in the vibe and the heart and the essence of the DNA of New York. New York in the 20s, 30s, 40s.
And you know what? What they were doing, and we're going to come back to what he was saying, but wanted to interrupt it just briefly. What he's pointing out is the fact that those who were coming to New York, they were escaping the very thing he wants to put in place in New York City. Those who came here as immigrants, the forefathers of New York City residents, their fathers, mothers, grandparents, they came to New York and through Ellis Island because they wanted everything we have here. Once again, Kevin O'Leary.
New York in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s was the birth of the American dream. And whoever's going to take this guy on should bring forward that metric, because that trumps everything. And I don't mean Trump. I mean above all things. Because you can bash Trump all you want. He's on his Trump bashing tour. And that's okay. It's a great marketing strategy. But do you really want to look at the Statue of Liberty and say, screw you? You're not the American dream anymore? I think by the time this election is over, and I hope to meet with this guy before it happens, because I think a lot of his rhetoric is BS. I want to hear what the real policy is going to be, because he's not going to raise any money for development of low-cost housing with this policy. And I'm not the only person that believes that. He can talk to any investor. If he doesn't want to talk to me, talk to somebody else. But right now, it's full-on rhetoric, and I remember that metric in the election. And then a few months later, we had the election, and people came back to what matters in America. The American dream, capitalism, making it happen for your family. That is the essence of New York. I think this guy is going to get drop-kicked by the Statue of Liberty. Poof. He'll be gone.
Good. Kick him right back across the ocean, back to Uganda. But again, in this survey, it shows that some of those polled classify themselves as conservatives. Now, you don't know if they're lying or not, but they're saying, well, I'm a conservative, but I still think he's got the right idea. Really? First of all, you're not a conservative. You're not even a libertarian, because he wants to put more controls upon you. They'll talk about lifting the rent controls, lifting the cost to ride transportation. But what they don't tell you is behind curtain number three is more and more regulation. The DOJ, of course, is still actively investigating Adam Schiff for leaking classified intel while going after Trump. That information came directly from a whistleblower who said, I know he leaked it. I know how he leaked it. It's now in the hands of the DOJ. So every day, Schiff and others, we know during the investigation, as they were going after Trump, would talk about Russia helping Trump beat Hillary. They did it every day, and every day was another lie.
This is about as clear evidence you could find of intent by the campaign to collude with the Russians. He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help.
The evidence is now overwhelming and unequivocal.
Though all those remarks were from Adam Schiff during 2017 and 18. As he was heading up his committee to destroy Donald Trump. It was a continuation of the effort to destroy Trump before he actually won the election. And then when he won, we got to continue destroying him. And every bit of this has the footprint of Barack Obama on it and the handprints of every member of his federal swamp fever creatures. And of course, you recall Miranda Devine with the New York Post. She actually broke the story about the Hunter Biden laptop, which the, quote, legacy media said was trash, didn't exist. You know why they said it? Because the FBI told them there is no such thing. It's a Russian collusion story. And they got 51 intel agents to put their name to a letter so Biden could pull it out during a debate with Trump, say, this is from 51 of our intel people saying it's trash and it's Russian collusion stories. And you, Trump, are guilty. They were lying. Maybe they thought they were signing a sheet to buy Girl Scout cookies, but either way, they put their signature on there. And Miranda Devine says Schiff was lying then, and he continues.
I think it's good to have proof from a whistleblower who was there in the room in a meeting when Adam Schiff was authorizing his staff to leak this classified material, which is illegal. I mean, it was 2017, the statute of limitations have expired. But this whistleblower was a Democrat. He was a career intelligence official, a very plausible person, and he was so disturbed about the illegal leaking that Schiff and also Eric Swalwell, his little minion, were engaging in, that he went to the FBI not once, but four times, including, I mean, 2017 was the first time he went. This is under Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Trump people.
Trump
right,
people.
I forgot about that.
So why was the Trump FBI and the Trump DOJ running dead on what was, you know, a perfect way of getting a leaker?
Well, it is possible that they really didn't get the information, that it was kept from them. They were in a position where that kind of information should have been given to them. And I'll add this. If they were given that information and failed to act on it, not only shame on them, but let's make sure we hold them accountable. All of it was to destroy the Trump presidency. Because he had won. They didn't think he'd win. He won. And keep in mind, if he had not won, we wouldn't know any of this information right now. None of it. You might have been like I was doing, going in that election. Truly praying and asking God, save our nation. And I saw the only way to be saved is for Trump to win. Now I'm convinced of it even more. There's a report out that women get crazy and become progressives. Oh, we'll get into that. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is often known as just Dr. Gilda, but Dr. Gilda Carl. She's a spokeswoman with the International Council of Men and Boys, author of Real Men Don't Go Woke. Dr. Gilda, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. How is the sound? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little... like a little background noise, if you can get a little closer to it, might help a little bit. But I will add, by the way, I like the title of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. I would add, Real Men Don't Use Straws to Drink Through either. Unless you're 4 years old or you're drinking a malt, you should not be sipping through a straw.
Real men. Hang on. I'm going to switch to my iPhone. And not the speakers.
Oh, that's better. Yes, yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, thank you. I thought it was a speaker. I wasn't sure. Much better.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, I can hear you fine.
Good, good. So I'm looking at a piece here that you're
still
basically.
There?
Yes. You hear us? We're here, and you sound great. We're seeing, as you are pointing out.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're right here with you. I want to make sure you're hearing us. We're still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we do. I hope we could. I don't know why we're having a little difficulty. We're working on it here. Let me know when you have it for sure. We're going to recall and reestablish it. But one of the things she's pointing out is about all this backlash that happened with Sydney Sweeney.
I am fine.
You back?
Okay.
Very good.
I am back.
Very good. You're
I
back.
I just heard about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the American Eagle jeans thing with her. Why did that suddenly become just a big blow up that so many women got angry over?
Well, I just recently wrote an op-ed piece that was published, and the title was Women Have Gotten Meaner as Men Have Silenced Themselves and Moved Towards Suicide. That's the reality of what has happened.
Yeah.
Women have been so mean, and the feminists are motivated to just pull down other women. Here's this beautiful white woman. We haven't seen a lot of those around for a long time. And suddenly she comes on board and does this advertisement, and she is maligned.
Now, is it because she's white? Is it because she's white or because of the views she's expressing?
Well, she didn't express any views, really, that she is a Republican.
Right.
Until later on.
Right.
And all the views that she said was a play on words. Jeans, J-E-A-N-S versus jeans.
Right.
G-E-N-E-S. So what is the problem with these people? It's really the women. And this is, you know, I can't believe all the time I have been spending talking to men and listening to men. Nobody seems to listen to men. And they are so disgusted. Many of the men on my TikToks, on my Instagrams are saying, I've had it. I'm done. I'm not going to have any more women in my life. I am even telling my sons, don't get married and don't have children. This is not going to help our progeny.
No, it's not.
So the men, no, certainly not.
So why are so many women going radically progressive?
Good question. The men, it seems, are either staying the way they were or they're becoming more conservative. They are seeing through all this garbage, and they are not liking the way they are being treated. They are thinking and saying, women only want us for a paycheck, nothing more. So I've had enough, and I'm dropping away from them. But this is not the answer. You know, my book, Real Men Don't Go Woke, is based on Sun Tzu's The Art of War. I draw from a lot of the things that Sun Tzu said, and that was in 4 BC. And he's still saying, everybody is still reading the same information to run their companies, to run their military battalions, to run their lives. The best way to deal with conflict is through communication first, not combat.
Well,
I have recently told... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and keeping with that context, I note that George Orwell in his classic 1984 said it was always the women and above all the young ones who were the most bigoted adherents of the party, the swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies, the nosers out of unorthodoxy. Wow, that's a big list of bad.
Well, wasn't that perspicacious of him?
Yeah.
Of her, George Orwell. Wasn't that perspicacious to note that? Because I think it has gotten worse than ever. If you have a woman who is your friend, if you're a female, you have to second guess. Is she going to stab me in the back when I get ahead? It's as though all the lemmings look to pull the women who have made it, who have achieved, on down to their lower levels. We've got to stop this nonsense. This is the mean girls speaking out.
Right.
This goes back to all these mean adolescent girls enacting their own anger about who they are and what they are and what they look like, because they're never going to be satisfied.
You and much of the audience certainly recall the Gloria Steinem years. I am woman, hear me roar. Now, they're roaring.
Helen Reddy sang that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're roaring, all right. They're roaring with pitchforks.
Yeah. And as you said, women themselves have been responsible for destroying their own inheritance, their own basic DNA.
It certainly seems that way. But I am so concerned, because I wrote this book because men are committing suicide. Men are taking this to heart. Men are not as stupid as some of these women think they are. They are feelers. They feel things. The problem is that they will not open their mouths, because if they do, they get cut down. They get castrated. They get canceled. And so many of them are saying, I'm just shutting up. But I'm not getting involved with another woman as long as I live. Well, you know, hormones are such that that's not going to work.
No. I mean, for that matter, if everybody's gay, our population comes to an end anyway. But what should a man be looking for a woman, and what should a woman be looking for a woman that they can relate to and trust?
There's only one word: transparency. Stop the nonsense. Stop the game playing. Stop the masks. Stop what you are doing, trying to come across as something you are not. Just be yourself. Nobody wants to second guess who you are and who you really, really are deep down versus what you seem to be. Everybody wants somebody, or so they say, who is transparent.
Right.
But
do they?
If you settle for something less than that, that's what you're going to get. So we really owe it. We owe it to our children. Young boys starting to commit suicide at 10 years old. They know that they are called, that their fathers are called, that their older brothers are called toxic. They walk out the door, they are called toxic. For doing what? For just being a man? So they're trying to get away from all of that. So what happened, what happened historically is that the toxic male said, I can't take, I'm not dealing with this anymore. And he goes to a diametrically opposed position of being woke. And that means silenced. He's not going to talk. He's not going to speak up. And then eventually he commits suicide because you cannot contain your anger or your feelings for any length of time without, like a warm bottle of champagne, but cork popping.
Yeah. I know your partner in the Council for Men and Boys, Ed Bartlett, we've had on before. I really wanted you because if Dr. Gilda was Dr. Jack making these remarks, everybody'd say, well, there's a man dissing women. You, however, are stepping in front of the train.
Isn't that the truth? And when Dr. Bartlett, when he asked me to be the spokesperson for this organization, it's an international organization, I jumped at the chance. I had just published Real Men Don't Go Woke, and I said, fine, this is really important that women and men hear it from a woman.
I thought so, too.
This is not anti-male. This is for love of men, and that's what we're after.
Well, I wish you the very best going forward. I'd love to have you back in the future.
Love to be there.
Very good.
Anytime.
Dr. Gilda Carl, the author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. The Larry Connors edition is Real Men Don't Use Straws. There we go. Dr. Gilda, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Larry.
You bet.
Bye.
You bet. Coming up, Trump taking over D.C. What's he trying to become, a dictator? And how many liberals, Democrats anyway, actually like what he's doing, but they're afraid to speak out? We got more to cover for you. Don't go anywhere.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free, quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
President Trump declaring a public safety emergency, saying he's activated 800 National Guard members in the nation's capital and has now placed the D.C. Police Department under federal control, saying that Attorney General Pam Bondi will, quote, take command. This takeover is happening as the president says that crime in the city is out of control, despite officials saying that certain crimes in the city have hit a 30-year low. Watch this.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. If necessary, we're going to move service members directly to joining the guardsmen, and that'll take place very rapidly.
CNN's Brian Todd is closely following this story for us. So, Brian, take us through President Trump's order and what else he's threatening, because he says he might activate the military.
That's right, Boris. He says he's kind of reserving the option to activate additional military units in Washington, D.C. if need be. He then later said he didn't think he would need them, but he's going to keep that option open. He is also considering at least expanding the National Guard deployment to other cities. He named Chicago and New York City. But let's see how this plays out in Washington, D.C. first.
Yeah, so that's the first action. And we do have boots on the ground, National Guard troops in D.C. now. Trump has nationalized the D.C. police, which he has the authority to do so for a period of time. But the leftists will be crying out to you, we don't need you. We're just fine here. And yet many know otherwise. In fact, the former Capitol Police Chief, Steve Sohn, said, when I heard that Trump was going to do this, I thought, great, Trump's very, very detail-oriented. He said, we have these gangs of youth kind of taking over. It doesn't surprise me that they're now going to put these Federal Reserve resources together and form a task force. He said, actually, we did do this in the early 90s when I was with the D.C. police, and we were able to drive down homicide rates. But you know why the rates appear low? Because they're not reporting all of them. We have discussed this before. Many blue cities and even states, in reporting their crime stats to the FBI, just don't report all of them. They know it will make them look bad, so they don't report them, as if that's going to bring back someone's child who was murdered. And keep in mind, as I had used the analogy in the first hour, I'll use the same one again. A rabid skunk does not know anything about county lines. It's in a county four counties over from you. But it generally ends up making its way, maybe at some point, into your county. So now it's your county's problem, not the other county's problem. This is what happens with these criminal gangs. They don't just go after what's in D.C., they go after what's around it, which would include the state of Virginia. Here's the Attorney General for Virginia.
First of all, I don't think it's good for the nation's capital to be when so many people from all over the world come to visit D.C. and they see lawlessness, they see homelessness. And it's absolutely having impact in Virginia. We have so many citizens in Northern Virginia that work in the district, and they have shared with me, and I've seen and I've talked to them as soon as they're done with their work day, whereas before they maybe stayed and went out to dinner at the Kennedy Center, they come immediately back to Virginia. And I just think of, you know, Christy Batista. She was a recent JMU grad, beautiful young woman from Arlington who had gone into the district to go see a concert. And she was brutally stabbed to death at her own hotel. And so these type of stories, the rampant carjacking, the awful violence is absolutely happening in the district. And it's a very, very different model of what we've implemented in Virginia. And what the president wants to do is go after these repeat offenders that are creating such of the lawlessness right now in the district. It's making it unsafe for everyday Virginians. And it should be one of our great cities in America we could brag about. And right now, we can't do that.
And you don't live in D.C.? You're thinking it's not your issue? Well, if you end up going to D.C. for something, maybe your child is in an orchestra and they're invited to D.C. for some special parade or event. You and your child are at risk with what's going on in D.C. So don't think it's not in my backyard. That has been the attitude once Biden opened our borders. The northern states weren't worried. It's not in my backyard. It's those guys down there, and they didn't care. But then soon became apparent it was everyone's issue. Once again, the Virginia Attorney General.
You had a D.C. police commander fired earlier this year that was fired for manipulating data to make it look lower than it was. Here's the reality and the facts. Washington, D.C. has the fourth highest homicide rate in the country. Their homicide rate's actually six times higher than New York City. And so when you look at what Washington, D.C. is, and you look at where Virginia is, it is night and day. And in Virginia, we had a very different approach. Governor Youngkin and I launched Operation Ceasefire in our 13 most violent cities. We went after these repeat violent offenders. We investigated them, indicted them, and prosecuted them because roughly 5% of felons commit over 50% of violent felonies, according to the Manhattan Institute. So what does that mean? You go after that small subset of repeat violent offenders. And in Virginia, in our ceasefire cities, after we took seriously crime and went after the repeat violent offender, 66% drop in the murder rate in our targeted ceasefire cities in Virginia. That's the Virginia model that works versus the failed model in D.C. And President Trump wants to go after those repeat violent offenders.
And as he pointed out, the Manhattan Institute said 5% is your main criminal element. 5%. So they get arrested in some blue city or blue state, and then they're released on no bail. And they go out and do it again, and again, and again. Because they've just been given a get-out-of-jail-free card. MSNBC Morning Joe had to point something out today, saying that Democrats are secretly supporting what Trump is doing. He said, this is a fascinating story because so many people have been calling me over the last couple of days, you know, like in Washington, and saying, this should have been done years ago. This place is dangerous. It's a mess. It's a wreck. Then they'll go on Twitter and go outrage of all time against Donald Trump. He said they're worried about Trump going too far. Well, what's too far? Getting killers off the street? Is that too far? Getting child rapists and predators off the street? Is that too far? Women who simply go out to shop, get carjacked, stopping that, is that too far? Scarborough added, we did see what happened in 2020 with the National Guard. He's actually talking about January 6th. The National Guard was not being used because Pelosi refused it. She wanted the chaos to unfold. And Scarborough said, I've been talking to people who live in D.C., and these are Democrats who said, you know, our friends won't walk more than three blocks in D.C. at night He said when they in New York City, they're willing to do it. He said, I'll walk 40 blocks a night in D.C., I mean, in New York City, and I'm not that worried. New York is a safe, safe place. Washington, D.C., man, it's door to door. Get out, get back in. That is the analysis of MSNBC host Joe Scarborough. And Trump is also saying other cities take note of what's happening, and in particular, Karen Levitt says next target might be Chicago.
Warning shot of sorts for the city of Chicago. The president taking on the mayor and the governor in a fresh round of attacks, saying he wants a relatively new Illinois law to go back to the way it once was because it's making Illinoisans less safe. But CBS News Chicago spoke to the experts, the independent experts who study this thing, and they say the president is wrong.
We're going to do the same thing in Chicago.
As protests unfold over the president's decision to send in the National Guard to help with public safety in Washington, a fresh attack on our leaders.
We have an incompetent governor there. Pritzker's an incompetent. Now I understand he wants to be president, but I notice he lost a little weight, so maybe he has a chance.
I guess I should say thank you for the compliment. He has absolutely no right and no legal ability to send troops in to the city of Chicago. The Nazis in Germany in the 30s tore down a constitutional republic in just 53 days. It does not take much, frankly, and we have a president who seems hell-bent on doing just that.
I got to tell you, if I had a dime for every time the Democrats want to bring up the Nazis and Hitler and make a comparison to Trump, I'd be doing this show from Tahiti. Jerome, we wouldn't be sitting in a studio. We'd be on the beaches at Tahiti. We're going to find a way to collect those dimes. By the way, the White House, in addition to going after criminals in D.C., the White House says it's also going after the homeless encampments. The Metropolitan Police Force joining the Park Force in recent efforts. They had two homeless encampments that still remain in D.C., federal parks, and they're scheduled to be removed this week. Up to now, 70 homeless encampments have been removed from the D.C. area. Trump has floated the idea of let's relocate them to locations well outside the city. That's one option. And they're saying we're offering to maybe if you're homeless, we'll give you a place to stay, but of course you must be clean and free of drugs. And if you're not going to accept a homeless shelter we provide, then we'll give you jail. How would you like that homeless shelter? In the meantime, we're still rounding up illegals. And for those who think they can hide illegals or obstruct ICE and those agents in any way, Border Czar Tom Homan continues with a direct message.
Look, I'll say this, I've said a thousand times. If you want to hate ICE, okay, fine. It's a shame. But if you want to protest ICE, you got your First Amendment rights. But I've said from day one, don't cross the line. If you cross the line unknowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien from ICE, that is a felony. You put hands on an ICE officer, that's a felony. If you impede their efforts, that's a felony, and I've seen a record number of prosecutions across the board in 18 United States Code 111, which is impediment, interference, and so forth. We will prosecute you. You know, we prosecuted judges. We prosecuted members of Congress. And we'll prosecute mayors if we have to.
Absolutely.
Again, they're real careful about how they say things, but they stop short of crossing that line. Because I think most of them know better. But I guarantee you, if they cross that line, we'll seek prosecution, and Pam Bondi is committed to zero tolerance. The president committed, President Trump committed to zero tolerance on this. So if you cross the line, you'll be prosecuted.
Good. You put your hands on an ICE agent or any law enforcement officer. Well, the Texas saga drama, Democrats on the run, is coming to an end. You knew it was going to have to. They knew it was. The Texas Democrats who left the state of Texas because Governor Abbott called a special legislative session for redistricting, if they didn't have enough in the House to have a quorum, they could not continue. So Democrats said, well, we're getting out of here. Now, we know when the vote is held, we're going to lose, but if you don't have enough to have a quorum, you can't even have a vote. And Abbott said, this legislative session is set for 30 days. At the end of that 30 days, you're not here, I'll call another one, and another, and another. These Democrats who ran out of the state of Texas to ignore their duties knew at some point they would have to come back. I mean, this is just stupidity. It's been done before. It ends the same way. They come back. So these House Democrats who abandoned the state are going to return. They're not saying when. It could be maybe this week late, or maybe they'll stay out a couple more days, but they're going to come back because they have to. And they knew it when they walked out of the state. We'll show him. We'll leave. You're showing what an idiot you are, because you were still going to have to come back at some point. But I'm not sure they really care if you call them an idiot. They just think they did something great and powerful. You didn't. So, class, what did you learn in this hour you didn't know when we began? Next lesson starts tomorrow. In the meantime, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.